We need to wait on you. And thank you for entangling us from this world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to take a few minutes. You guys want to take a break or something first? Or what do you want me to do? Just start talking? We're good, right? All right, we're good. I want to share a couple things that's been on my heart, and it's about my gospel. And it was Paul was talking about, he used the word my gospel, and he was talking about it in a couple different places. He was talking, you know, about when he was in the prison, and he was to send things out, and this is my gospel, and he gave all these qualifications about what his gospel was. And I personally had a little bit of a problem about Paul saying it was my gospel. And I thought, well, how can it be my gospel? You know, and I just took it to a question. So I started looking up things that I felt could be like what I thought, you know, was my gospel. Well, how can it be my gospel? How can he say that? And it's written right in the Word. You know, it's in 2 Timothy 2:8. He talks about it. Paul says, my gospel. And, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, that's really something. So I started looking, and in Romans 2:16, I'm sorry, he says it again. Romans 2:26, it talks about being his gospel, my gospel. And I'm just like, wow, he's claiming that. That's a bold statement to say it's my gospel. And I got thinking about those different things. So he was real sure about what the gospel was. What's my gospel? So I started looking up everything I could think of that had to do with my gospel. So I could relate to it, because I couldn't get it in my mind that he could claim it so strongly as Judy was claiming. We're not entangled. I mean, she was ready to pound it, and Kurt was saying his part about that. You know what I mean? We aren't. We might have to wear the mask, but we're not entangled. That fear thing, I agree with. You know, we're not entangled in that, right? So I started looking up different things that I would consider as my gospel. And I want to say, I'm going to start with a bookend. It was a phrase my dad used. And when I finish, I want to use one that Mark Stephanidis gave me a long time ago. So there you go. It's in between those two guys. And my dad, when I was a kid, and he traveled all over, preached everywhere. And he would want me to remember Bible verses. So when we traveled, we could recite the Bible verses to him. Do you remember any of that, Patsy, doing any of that? And mine was John 1:19. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things that were made by Him, right? All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made. Right? And that was, he wanted me, you know, to remember that verse. And so I think about that, and I'm thinking about, so God made everything. So then in my mind, I start thinking of all the stuff my dad taught me as a kid, right? So I agree with that gospel right there. I started saying, that is my gospel. I believe that Christ, everything was made by Him. There's no doubt in my mind. I can claim that as my gospel. And I started thinking, Paul was on to something. Now I got something that's my gospel, right? And I'm starting, you know, here I am in my house. I'm doing my pacing, right? I'm thinking, here we go. There it is. And then in Matthew 13:55. Is this not the carpenter's son? Right? And I'm sure his father, and I'm reading this, his father taught him these things. And I think about my dad. And then it says here, is it not the carpenter's son, the son of Mary? Right? So he's actually saying Christ was a carpenter. He actually had a job. He actually did that. Can you make that your gospel? That's right out of the Word. Can you believe that Christ had a trade? Christ knew how to do things. Christ was taught by His Father. Right? And I thought that was amazing that my dad would teach me different things growing up. We'll even take Gavin as an example. When he was about his size at times, as a little boy there, we'd come in and Dad would have Gavin up on the table in the house with a putty knife, showing him how to scrape in the shop, I mean, showing him, teaching him how to do stuff and how to handle tools. And how to do that. And you think about my dad teaching us about the Lord. How we pass that down. Not just trade, but pass down scriptures to us. My gospel. It's a, you know, and I started thinking all these different things that he did. And John 1:16, right? We're going to talk about, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Right, talking about John the Baptist, to bear witness to the light, that all men might believe Christ is the light. That's my gospel. Do you believe that is your gospel? That's my gospel. This is what he wants me to share. This is the stuff he wants me to talk about. He's the light of the world. Mask me up, but what's coming out of what I'm saying is Christ is the light of the world. Amen. That's my gospel. That's what he's doing in my heart. He's changing my heart. He's doing those things in me, right? And Christ will go into John. And with John the Baptist, right? John the Baptist is baptizing people. But in his mother's womb, when he heard of Christ, you guys all know the story, the baby leaped. And the mother immediately was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's my gospel. That the word of Christ can change the life. The word of his name. The word of who he is. Right? I'm going, oh, there you go. That's what it's about. That's my gospel. I can stand up and hold it because it's not about me. It's about Christ. That's my gospel. So John the Baptist down the road goes along and he gets in there and gets, and here comes, he's baptizing people. And here comes Christ walking along, right? And John the Baptist, I get you. I don't know. I can't find it. But I bet his heart leaped within him. He knew who Christ was. He knew from in his mother's womb, he knew who Christ was. And his heart is leaping. Here comes Christ. And he goes, I'm not worthy to touch his shoes. And Christ says, I have need of you. Wow. Christ has need of you. Christ has need of you. Christ has need of me. Right? And it's not just about we're doing something, right? It's that Christ needs us too. What's happening? Starting to form a relationship. There it is. That's my gospel. Christ also needs me. He needed John the Baptist. So what did John the Baptist do? Can you imagine? He got to hold him. He got to hold that. He got to hold Christ. However they baptized that. I don't know if they dipped them down or if they poured water on him or whatever. But if there's a relationship happening. You know, John's heart had to be coming out of him to be able to hold Christ. You know he was. We got it right here. We can grab that same Christ, that exact same Spirit. He can bring that to life in you. That's my gospel. That Christ wants a relationship with every single one of us. Everywhere. Walk around with your mask on. I don't care. My heart is for Christ. He's changing my heart. He's doing this in my life. I know he is. I can't change myself. I got people right here a witness. They know I can't change me. I can't do it. Anything good coming is because of that relationship that he had. And we see Christ even as a baby, right? When his mother had to wrap him up. And I think about that relationship. You mothers that wrap kids up and all that kind of stuff. And I hang on Gavin probably more than I should. I drive him nuts. I'm always hugging on him, doing stuff. But you think about that relationship you're building. I think about how many times my father said to me, you know, it's by God's great grace. He wants a relationship with you. That's my gospel. Christ wants a relationship with each and every one of us, right? And we want to share. He is the light, right? John even said, it's not me. Don't look at me. We're all John the Baptist. Don't look at me. Look to Christ, just like he did. Point to him. Keep pointing to him. Say, yeah, I got flaws. I do things sometimes. Sometimes I react and can't even believe it. Right? But you still can point people to Christ, the one who has no sin, the one who has no fault, the one who hasn't done, and he has need of us to share him. As John the Baptist got to baptize Christ, we get to share that same Christ, that exact same Spirit that leaped in his mother's womb, that Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit immediately. That's amazing to me that she was filled with the Spirit immediately. At the hearing that Christ is going to be born. He wasn't even born yet. Haven't even died on the cross yet. Hadn't even spoken in the temple. Look at 12 years old when he was in the temple. He's in the temple. People are astonished about what the guy's saying. Right? Have you heard anything, even this morning, that you, as Mary, what did she do after the 12-year-old? She pondered these things in her heart. We're going to go out of here with things this morning we're going to think about. We're going to go home and say, that was a good point. You know, that was a good prayer. Just thinking about the people we prayed for this morning. Catherine's mother, their grandmother. Right? Those are good points that we can bring our concerns to him. It's because there's a relationship. That's what he wants. He wants this relationship between me and him, between you and him, each one of us, right? And I just think it's amazing that that's what he wants to do. Thank you, Lord. It's a hands-on thing. He's involved in your life totally. They tell me, in this last year, I could give you testimony after testimony of things he's done that I can't even believe he's starting to straighten out that I blew somehow along the line. I don't know how I did it. You know what I mean? Even though I'm a believer, I've done something. Oh, man, that was a dumb move. And somehow, it takes time, and you start to be, oh, wow, whoa. There goes some of them concerns I don't need to have no more. There goes some of that entanglement that I don't no longer need anymore. Right? There's the concerns that are daily things we run into, but you see him start to handle them. How cool is that? That's a relationship with Christ. That's my gospel. And I want to do a couple more. And I just think of the presence that he felt, that John had to feel. I can't get that in my mind. I was down on the pond this morning, and it was perfectly calm. And you could see all the reflection in the waters and, you know, in the clouds and the trees and all that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking about John baptizing Christ and how the presence he had to feel. Because there's a presence. We carry Christ with us. We have that presence in our lives, right? And I just think it's amazing that the presence he had to feel. And another one that he did, when he healed the blind man, the one where he spit on the ground, that's funny to me, but Christ touches the guy. There's a touch. There's a relationship. See, he didn't just... other things he spoke and other things he did. But this guy was blinded, right? Have you splashed in here lately? Have you looked in here? Have you asked him to wash your eyes? Is there something blinding you? Are you hung up on something? Right? Is there something that needs to be washed away? Do you need something cleared out of your eyesight? I'm talking about... these are the questions I'm asking for me. I'm not saying about you guys. I'm talking about, I'm going, wow. And here's how we splash. The watering by the word. Then I started finding scriptures about watering by the word. Right? This is my gospel. He wants to wash your eyes. He wants you to look up. And what are you going to do? Look what Jesus did. You know, and don't mean you got to scream and holler at everybody. But people start, wow, man. Wow, Rick's a little bit calmer than he used to be. I actually had somebody tell me that last week. I had one person tell me I was intense. I won't bring up his name. But we had another guy told me I'm not as tense as I used to be. So I'm coming along. You know what I mean? Because of what he has done in my heart. That relationship that's going on. And this is what he wants me to share. This is my gospel. That it's because my gospel is because we're looking to Christ. It's not because I got some great idea and I'm going to fancy. These are all things that already are here. They already exist. You've all heard these stories over and over and over. And I want to do, he healed what? The brokenhearted. You ever had a broken heart, man? For whatever reason it might be. He gets in there, doesn't he? Starts showing you stuff. He heals the broken heart, whatever your broken heart may be. Take it to him. Say, Lord, my heart is broken. I need some help. Things are happening I don't understand. He heals the broken heart. I just love the idea of how that he leaped in his mom's womb. I just, you know, I want to say it 20 times. That he leaped in his mom's womb and she was filled with the Spirit. What a thing at the mention of his name. That's my gospel. Christ is in the heart-changing business. He's in the life-changing business. It's a personal thing. It's a very personal thing. And I want to do one more guy and then a couple things and I'll quit. But this guy, the guy who carried Christ off the cross, right? And I'm thinking about him over a lot, a lot, a lot. I discussed this with my sister some time ago, and she said, oh, you left that part out. But he goes and he wants to do that. He wants to take Christ down. Now, I don't know if they got the cross out of the ground, laid it down. I don't know if they had some kind of ladder. But just, they're pulling stakes out of his hands. And I'm thinking, what a presence that had to be around that. Can you imagine the joy that man, he wanted to do that. The sorrow, the joy, whatever he was feeling, but the presence he got. I don't know if he carried Christ like this. I don't know if he threw him over his shoulder. It doesn't matter. He's holding Christ. Oh, man. What a presence that could be. Can you imagine? You want to hold him? Grab a hold of him. Get in here and feel that presence. Ask him to make it real to you. Jay says, wait upon the Lord, right? And his presence will come. Get in there and say, look, I want to see that. Where are you now? I need to know the presence. I need to know that life change. I need to know it's my gospel. Do you know it's your gospel? Do you know it's your gospel? So the guy takes him down, right? And he hauls him. And he takes him to a tomb that's never been used. Never been touched by God before. Never been touched by anybody. It's an empty tomb. And he places him in there, and 3 days later, life comes out. He's resurrected. He's raised from the dead 3 days later, right? Now we know the risen Christ, right? Now, I want you to take that thought. Keep that thought. Take that same Jesus. Do you know anybody that has an empty tomb? Right? Do you know anybody that needs to know my gospel? Do you know anybody that needs to know? There's an empty tomb there, and all they need to do is know Christ. And when they do, they start to see a change come in that life. It's an empty tomb. We are to take Christ down. However, as a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth, it doesn't matter. As the 12-year-old Jesus, maybe they'll understand that. Maybe they'll get the point of John the Baptist, you know, baptizing him and understand that spirit. Or you take him, show him the crucified Christ, whichever one it is, right? Christ is going to rise up. And there's going to be new life in that person. Can I pick on you for a minute, Jamie? Jamie worries a lot about stuff. And one day she said to me that she's starting not to worry about things she used to worry about. That's the change of Christ in her heart. I didn't tell you. I meant to tell you beforehand, but I can't. I got to say it. And she's starting to know a peace that she didn't know before. Right? That only comes because she couldn't change that worry. That's just what she did. Right? Now she's starting to relax a little bit. Because of the change of Christ is in that tomb. Right? And that stuff is starting to come out. Share that. That's my gospel. Man, I know it's my gospel. You're standing before a guy that had... it doesn't matter what it was. You know, you used to wonder why the Israelites wandered for 40 years. I'll say from 15 to 39 years old. 25 years I rambled without the Lord. I knew better, didn't I, Hope? Then I was in the wilderness, right? And he dropped in that old tomb, man, right? When he fell in there, he started changing things. Anger started dropping. You know, I'm not perfect. I do a lot of stuff wrong. But still, there's a difference. Like I said, one guy said, I'm not as bad as I used to be. Somebody saw it. I didn't see it. You know what I mean? But that tomb, I want you to get that in your head. No matter if maybe they understand the baby Christ. That's my gospel. That happened. John the Baptist leaped in his mom's womb. And his mom was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's my gospel. Right? John the Baptist, what the presence he had to feel. I just can't get it out of my head. Holding Christ. Coming up with him. And then the dove descended saying, what? This is my son who I am well pleased. Now, I don't know. I'll just say this. I don't know if that was for John, but I think John already knew who it was. You know? And he knew. You know, that dove was maybe confirmation. I don't know. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you guys. But I just can't, you know, John was doing those things. So do that. But here's what I want to do. And he died for all. But here it is. Romans 14:19. Follow after these things which make peace. Amen. And things that edify one another. That's what he wants us to do. In this crazy world that's going on, I'm strolling, man. They ain't bugging me. They ain't getting me. I'm going to tell you right now. I ain't getting into it. I'm not doing it. I'm not worried. I'm not. I understand. I do it. I throw my mask on. If you feel that way, I'm fine. But I'll do whatever you need me to do. You know, I'll wear a mask if it makes me be able to talk to you. Who cares? It's going to be the same message. It's my gospel.
Amen.
Doesn't change a thing. Kurt's right. Doesn't change a thing. You know, I was in a place drinking a soda like that, pulling my mask. I was, because I was tired of waiting in line. I'm like, man, I'm tired of this. So, right? And then Ephesians 4:12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for edifying the body of Christ. That's what it's all about. The gospel. My gospel is going to encourage you. My gospel is going to build you up. Your gospel is going to build me up. Amen. See, it's all together. It's working together. Right? And so as the beauty of that relationship with Christ, right? When I got saved, I said to him in the back at Hoshua, I said, "All right, God, if this is a real thing, I need to know every day, not Sundays and Wednesdays." You've probably heard me say that before. I need help every single day. I'm telling you, I can't. it's quick for me. I'm not kidding. Amen. So, but you know what it's turned into? Every step.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Not every day. When I get up in the morning, Lord, I need help to the kitchen.
Amen. Amen.
I need help to get in my truck. And what a thing to know that you can call upon Him, the Creator of all. Amen. Wants to live in your heart, my heart. Can you get that?
Amen.
Right? That's my gospel.
Amen.
It's about a relationship. It's not about it's about looking to Him and going, "Oh, I need help." Yeah, dude, I'm entangled right now. For some reason, I'm entangled again. I'm that owl wrapped all up. Somebody's going to come along and help me, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Yeah, Rick's tangled up. Let's get her knives out. He needs help again. Right? Isn't that what it's about? We're not going to turn our backs on each other, are we? No, we're not. That's my gospel.
Amen.
Lord, we thank You that You are our gospel. It's because of You, Christ. Thank You that You would do these things for us. That You care for us like that.
Amen.
Non-deserving bunch. But because of Your great grace, Lord.
Amen.
Thank You for Your gospel. Amen.
Amen.